It's recess time at Evergreen Elementary. Like many elementary school students, they're happy to get away from the classroom. As they pretend to fly on the swing set and go down the slides, the children don't seem to mind where they are playing or what they are playing on. But some parents and teachers do. Safety concerns have risen over the years about the current playground equipment, and the district has been looking at ways to improve it.
Because of our environment and the way the ground was prepared before, there are some like upheavals that have occurred.
Therese Ashen is the school's principal. She says the uneven groundwork at the playground plus Wrangell's rainy weather can create large puddles and wet students. Ashen says the biggest safety concern comes during the icy winters.
Last winter was really icy, and we had probably about a month where I did not have kids outside on the playground because it was just way too icy, and I felt it was dangerous, and so they stayed inside, and that's a long time for kids to be inside having inside recess.
Ashen says while the school tries to accommodate alternatives for students during their time inside, she believes that they still need to go outside once in a while to get some fresh air. The groundwork isn't the only thing that has stuck out. Ashton and other community members have noticed the equipment's wear and tear over the years.
I was told that the blacktop area, the soft part around the playground equipment, it is now black. It used to be red. So that's how old it is.
How old is the playground? The current playground equipment was installed in 1982. The district has made some improvements over the 27-year span to the area, but nothing significant. Wrangell Superintendent Woody Wilson says the renovations will come at a high cost.
It's $1,100,997. So, and that's based on the priority list that comes from the Department of Education.
Wilson says searching for grants to pick up the large bill hasn't been successful. He says the district decided to go to the borough for help after learning the state could help with at least 70% of the cost, which is worth $770,000. The Wrangell Assembly voted unanimously 2 months ago to put the proposition concerning the upgrades on the ballot for the upcoming borough election. The borough will issue no more than $340,000 in general obligation bonds towards the project if the proposition passes. Wilson says improvements will include a 2,000-square-foot covered area and new groundwork.
One of the most important things is we would improve the drainage under and around the playground so that the water gets moved from the playground off the playground. And we would also replace the playground floor, so that it's a safe kind of floor for kids to play on. There'll be hard surfaced areas and there'll be soft areas where kids are playing, for example, under any climbing apparatus.
Evergreen Elementary may get a new playground, but voters can expect a tax increase if they say yes to Proposition 1. Wrangell Finance Director Jeff J. Bush explains how the borough is expected to pay back the money.
Normally we pay these bonds back over a 15-year period, and it would cost us somewhere in the neighborhood of about $30,000 a year, and that's roughly 0.3 mil. And so dollar-wise, if someone had a $100,000 house or a piece of property, it would cost them approximately $30 per year for 15 years.
There are no clear indications as to what the district will do if the voters say no to Proposition 1. If the proposition fails, the district and the borough will have up to 5 years to get it passed. Officials are hoping it will go through on the first try to avoid the rise in construction costs over that period of time. Reporting from Wrangell, I'm Tony Gorman.